B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. I think a conversation we are having off the air deserves to be on the Rap Party. And that is, do you have a specific number of wipes you do when you go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the back end portion of the bathroom, the number two. Mm-hmm. Because my wife was not happy that I came out so quick the other night. And I said, babe, I don't know what to tell you. Two wipes and I was done. Like, I check and see. She goes, you should do a minute. I don't do anything less than a minimum of five. And I'm like, well, no wonder why I'm changing toilet paper all the time. No wonder why there's a toilet paper shortage in the Waxhaw area.
She didn't say she was using, like, five different...
No, she didn't say that. But she said she does a minimum of five wipes, and she trains the children that way as well.
I just want to...
Speak on that.
Can I just clarify one thing? When you say you did two wipes and you were done, there was nothing after... On the second wipe...
I'll give you one better.
On the second wipe, there was nothing there.
On the first wipe, there was nothing there, and I looked down to make sure that something happened. I was like, what happened? So, okay. Yes, the first wipe was fairly clean. Second wipe, crystal clean. Nothing going on. And the doctors told me not to put too much pressure on it down there. Did you know that?
No, because you can tear.
Yeah, don't press too hard when you wipe, Loren. Mm-hmm.
So here's, would you like to know
She's
my problem?
She's completely disgusted by this conversation, and I think it's great, yes.
So when it comes down to number two, mm-hmm. I wipe until it is either gone or faint.
Right.
I then switch to wet wipes.
Oh, that's what my dad does.
And I ensure that it is completely clean.
Right. But you don't have a number. You're not like, I got to do a minimum of six. Even if I'm clean, I'm still doing three more times.
Or faint.
Do you use wet wipes, Loren?
No.
Do you refuse to talk about this conversation?
Why not use wet wipes? I think, I don't know how people don't use wet wipes, because sometimes you can't always get it.
You wait till next time.
So, like, are you just accepting that you're...
No, sometimes I'll go to the bath, I'll go shower. Like,
okay.
I've done that.
It's been that dirty.
Did you know, Loren, that when you use your bath towel
in the background.
Did you know that when you use your bath towel that you wipe your butt and then you end up if you use that bath towel, that same towel, like when you're done doing that, you could use it and wipe your area on the top, that there's a certain type of bath towel that's got a blue line, and you use the blue line, below the blue line is where you wipe your butt, so that when you take it up, you know not to use.
That's funny. You know, when I take a shower, I use two towels. I use one for my head, like my hair,
right,
and my face, and then one for my body.
I think that's common with women because they like to put their hair up in a towel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not me.
Yeah.
I use one. And by the way, I realized like yesterday I need a new bath towel. I'm like, I might have been using this one since Sunday. And what was yesterday, Tuesday?
Smell?
Yeah, I was starting to get a little stenchy. You know what it smelled like?
We were so proud of it. I wish you could have seen Mamie's face. Like, big smile. And I said, like, yeah, I'm starting to get a little stenchy.
Well, that's
stenchy.
How I knew. But I did a fire pit on Saturday, and my towel smelled like smoke. Like,
how?
From the fire pit.
You're supposed to wash that off in the shower. You still smell like smoke when you get out of the
shower. I know, dude. I'm telling you. It must be, you know, I'm growing my hair out, and now my hair is very long, and now it acts as a filter, and it's catching all the smoke.
So, when you have a towel and it smells a little funky and you realize you've used it for many days,
uses it one more time.
That's a great question. Do you still use it one more time?
If I smell it's funky,
yeah,
I'll get a new one unless there's no new ones in the closet, which means I got to go downstairs to the laundry room. I ain't doing that.
So you'll use it again.
I will use it again.
Okay, so do you ever use the towel?
Aren't I a catch, Loren?
That is damp.
I wonder why my wife doesn't want to bang me.
Is the towel ever damp and you still use it? I refuse to use a damp towel.
A damp towel.
I refuse to dry with a damp towel.
My towel wouldn't be damp because I take one shower a day typically.
You and your wife have different towels?
Oh, yeah. You think we share towels?
I share towels with Sterling.
You do?
Sometimes.
I think we do too.
Well, I mean, like if there was a pinch and I needed a towel, yes. But
well, we only have one towel holder.
But you could put two towels on the holder.
I guess you could. But I would, it has to be completely dry in order for me to use it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think I've ever been in a position where my towel was wet, but if it was, I probably wouldn't use it. Get this one. I wash my dog in the shower. I use a different towel for her than I do for me, Loren.
You should.
Thank you. So I wanted you to know I'm not that you. Disgusting
Thank
of a
you.
Human
There's
being.
There's the line for you.
Do you use a washcloth?
I use a loofah.
Roy, washcloth?
I have a loofah. Oh. Oh, we have to call the person for
oh,
the rap party?
Oh, she's not calling us?
Okay, so guys, a part of the rap party, we are now calling someone.
Here's our friend Talia from Beach Mountain. And as we told her off the air before we started recording her, like, welcome to the podcast where you're now following bathroom chat. How's it going?
It's good. We're so excited for the weekend. I can't wait to see you guys.
Love Cassette Rewind. Awesome 80s band.
Yep.
Now, there's something different this year that we're really excited about. Tell us about Friday night's festivities.
Yeah, so Friday night, which I'm sure down in Charlotte you're familiar with, but Howl at the Moon does a touring dueling piano bar. They do it all around the country, and they're having one of their stops at Beach Mountain and the Brewing Company.
Cool.
So this is actually a Billy Joel and Elton John dueling piano tribute. And we did another dueling piano night earlier in the year, and it was fantastic. It was one of the most talked about events that we've had, so I think this is going to be a big hit, and the best part is that it is completely free.
I don't know if I'm more excited about Friday night or Saturday night, honestly.
Billy Joel and Elton John, it's one of my two faves. Yeah. I even went to a Billy Joel concert just a few years back, and he even brings up Elton John during his own act. So, he likes to talk about him.
Yeah.
Talia, do I need to dress up both
really
nights?
Excited. A lot of people are, so you can totally dress up.
Oh, shit. Now she's going to have to get another outfit.
You can dress as Elton John Friday night.
For sure.
get the big silly glasses.
Or you can dress as Christie Brinkley because he was married to Billy Joel in Uptown Girl.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Let me see what she's wearing in the video.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's awesome. So then Saturday, lots of skiing. Weather looks good finally, which is nice. Not going to be freezing cold, but also not going to be overly warm. Because this week it's a little warm.
It is a little bit warm, but I think it's going to just make for a more enjoyable experience. So you can, you know, flaunt your 80s clothes while you're out on the hill and not be too cold.
So Friday night we have the kickoff, and of course we're going to have the dueling pianos. Saturday afternoon is my favorite part because I sit at the bar and watch college basketball and play 80s trivia. Tell me that's happening.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing
I'm coming.
Trivia. we've also got, you know, Cassette Rewind that night.
Yep.
And you guys are going to help us with our little attire contest, is the, you know, one of the most popular events.
Love that.
And that's different this year.
Yeah, see, aren't we changing it? What's the latest with that?
We are changing it. So what we're going to do is have a little photo booth set up at the event. So if you want to enter, you get your picture taken. And I believe what the plan is we're going to put it on your website and let people vote online. And the winner is going to get a $500 Visa gift card. So we probably won't have the winner picked that night. It will go, you know, through the week on your website.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yep, we have a full week.
Yep. I think it's still going to be a good time. And I'm actually more excited for it to, you know, to do it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes like we used to do it by
to come to the event. So, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really cool. And we used to do like crowd applause. And sometimes it's really hard because everybody's yelling, drinking, having a good time.
You can't tell.
And you'll get more entries this way. You know, more people will make it on up there to vote, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's more fair this way and, you know, a little bit easier to execute. So we're excited.
It sounds like Talia's right next door, you know, and really she is. But every time I take that ride, I cannot beat 345. Like, no matter how fast. Now, maybe because there's a new 321 entranceway off of 85, things will move a little quicker. But we're super excited to get up there. Tickets are on sale. You can go to kiss951.com or tell us your website. I don't have it in front of me.
Our website's beachmountainresort.com.
Beachmountainresort.
You can also find it on our social media outlets throughout the week, too.
Yeah. Saturday night is the Totally Retro 80s Ski Party with Cassette Rewind. Buy your tickets, $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Kiss951.com. It's, like I've said 100 times, it's one of our favorite weekends, and we're really excited to get up there and hang with you guys.
Well, now, we're excited, too. I can't wait to see you.
Now, we just need to figure out a summertime thing to head up to Beach Mountain and party with Talia and everyone again. So that'll be next on the list.
All right. Christmas in July. We'll do something. I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Talia.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.